Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Mike Ingersoll here from Inside Carolina. Mike, have a question for you here. With the California game coming up in less than 6 weeks now, how soon do you think that the coaching staff will be implementing the game plan for that matchup?
That's a great question, John. The way it works is training camp is a time to work on your fundamentals and get ready for the season. You had spring ball that laid the foundation for the things you want to do fundamentally, technique-wise, install packages, things like that for your offense and for your defense. Spring ball set the foundation for what you're going to use in training camp and what you're going to do during training camp. Training camp is a time to refine those things that you kind of front-loaded there in spring ball. So the first couple of weeks, you won't do anything. It'll be the first offense versus the first defense, the second O, second D, third O versus the third D, that sort of thing. And that's when guys will start sifting themselves out throughout the depth chart, either rising or falling through the depth chart. And coaches want to give the team time to let that organically play itself out. Then right around 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of camp, which is usually the two-week window before the first game, they will start implementing a little bit here and there. So at that day one of that two-week window, they'll go ahead and they'll put in 15 or 20 minutes, one period of practice against the scout team. It'll be the first time the scout team is assembled for the whole year. And you'll run set plays and set offensive and defensive looks against, you know, their offense and their defensive looks, or at least what you've seen on camp at that point. And then every day you add a little bit more and it becomes a little more game one, so Cal focused. And then about 1 week out, you know, so the last week of camp, it'll be like a typical game week and you'll treat it the same. It'll be mostly all Cal, very little fundamentals and things like that. And you'll just kind of use it as a chance to steal some extra practices earlier in the year. And that's extremely beneficial when you have a Power 5 opponent, a Pac-12 opponent, and it's an opponent on the road. Getting those extra practices early in and sneaking that stuff in is unbelievably helpful. So that'll all start about 2 weeks toward, you know, right at the 2 week mark, right before camp ends, is when they'll start installing a little bit of California stuff. Nothing on Cal up till then.
All right. Thanks, Mike. To get the full scoop on UNC football, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.